Right now, you're listening to the Azeem Digital Asks podcast, the podcast where I, Azeem, talk to some of the top marketers in the industry, find out everything about them, how they got to where they are today, and more importantly, sharing some really useful marketing tips that will help everybody listening to this become better marketers. Stay tuned for another great episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Azeem Digital Asks podcast. I am very excited to bring you my guest today, Sarah Scarfe, the PPC-obsessed, data-loving, digital marketer, mother of Sassy Cats, Rainbow Leader, St. John Ambulance Volunteer, and Pixel Hobby Enthusiast. Whew, that's an introduction and a half. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi.
How's it going?
It is going super well, thank you. Very, very excited.
I am excited to have you on, my friend. So we're going to talk all about PPC and automation in this episode. But I always start with an icebreaker and a little bit about the guest. So for yourself, Sarah, if you could have any job, what's your absolute dream job?
Oh, so, I mean, when I was younger, I had some very unrealistic job wishes. But I think at the moment, I mean, I really love the job I'm in at the moment, working for myself, but I think it would be anything that involves like massive, massive data sets. So one of my former colleagues used to use Tesco as an example all the time, and how they had people who looked at the data and used to forecast how many bananas they needed based on the weather, which I think, I know, right? Doesn't that just sound amazing? And I've also been obsessed with the Mars landings over the last couple of days, and I think the NASA analytics, which are all OpenView, I've been obsessed by looking at those as well. They sort of maxed out about 800,000 real-time users the other day, so I was quite excited by that. But a little bit closer to home, maybe a little bit more realistic. I'd really like to get my hands on ASOS's data at the minute, because obviously they've got all that Topshop data, all that Topman data. There's a lot of data there.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be a great episode. Right, so for anybody that doesn't know about you, Sarah, would you like to give the listeners a little bit of an introduction to yourself?
Yeah, of course. So I am now, as of about 2 weeks ago, officially an independent PPC and analytics consultant. So I've been in the industry for around 10, 11 years, and I've basically been involved in paid search roles. So I worked for Chemist Direct, I worked for GeForces, and most recently I worked at Redbrain, and that was all involved in search campaigns, display campaigns. Redbrain was shopping campaigns on Google and Microsoft. But I've always been really fascinated in the data as well. I spent a lot of time at GeForces working with Data Studio and analytics. So what I've decided to do is take both of those loves and make it into one job. And now I'm a freelance PPC and analytics consultant, so helping people with their paid search strategy and making sure that they're tracking it all properly and tracking as much information as they can, and that they understand what they get out the back of that. So making sure that they know what they're looking at in their reports, and that their reports answer the questions that they want answering.
Awesome. Well, best of continued luck with that, I should say. It sounds super interesting. And I picked up there that you said you've had a long career in the industry. So I wanted to ask you, if you could start all over again, but armed with all the knowledge that you've got, what advice do you think that you'd give to yourself on day one?
So my first day, I actually ended up in marketing complete by accident. I started out as I was brought in to sort out the invoices, the chase invoices that haven't been paid. And I arrived on my first day and they had no idea I was coming because nobody had told them. And I was kind of just put to work writing product descriptions. And then I ended up in PPC again, completely by accident. One of the directors walked past and went, "You look smart. You look smart. You can help me with this." How I would give myself advice, I probably wouldn't give myself advice to the first day, maybe check that they know you're coming. But I would, and it's something I still stand by, is just keep on learning, because PPC, analytics, SEO, you probably get the same thing with SEO, it's always changing. So there's never too much there's never too much that you can learn. There's never, it's never going to be, I know everything about PPC now, I'm just going to go and learn something else from scratch. It's not like a foreign language or anything. So keep on learning and keep on asking questions, and maybe be a bit more assertive as well, because I had an incident once where a internal links had all been given UTM parameters and PPC performance completely tanked, and I kept saying it's because you've got UTM parameters on internal links and it's overwriting the external UTM parameters. And I had that conversation for like 4 days and nobody was listening to me. So I should have been more assertive in that situation.
Yeah, well, I think probably everybody listening to this has maybe been in that situation at the start of their careers. But you've led me very nicely onto the topic of our episode today. So we're going to be talking about PPC and automation. So I wanted to start by asking you, Sarah, why do you think more people should be automating PPC tasks?
Because a lot of what we do in PPC is repetitive. So it's looking at the search query reports, it's looking at the same metric over and over. And if you're agency side, like I've been for a number of years, it's doing it on one account and then going on to another account and doing basically the same thing probably every single day. So I think and those tasks, I mean, I have a really high boredom threshold, but it can get boring after a time. So I don't see why, if it's something you're doing all the time and you know what your variances are, why you can't automate them and then spend, so you've got that data more easily available, and then you can spend more time doing the more creative things or the more exciting things. So things like optimizing your creatives, looking at landing pages, going into the analytics data and having a look and seeing what that traffic's doing, because there are only so many hours in a day. If you're spending 4 hours looking at your search query reports to find negative keywords, that's 4 hours you're not spending optimizing somewhere else. So trying to get more people to click on your advert or getting people to convert once they're on your website.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really interesting. Led me nicely to my next question then, especially when you're talking about time and time saved. What do you think holds people back from using more automation in PPC?
I think there are two things. So obviously Google are very much into their automation at the minute and they're very keen on their smart campaigns, and there's a lot of horror stories out there. And I mean, I know from my time at Redbrain, accounts would say when they had like 30 conversions on there, oh, let's move this to automated bidding, and then you do that and the performance would absolutely tank. So I think there are a lot of horror stories around some of the Google automation strategies. And I also think that it's quite scary terminology, because the first thing you look at when you look at like putting scripts into an account is, I mean, there's the word JavaScript, which used to absolutely terrify me. So I think it's a combination of things. You've got horror stories from the ready provided automation, and then some very scary terminology, particularly if, you know, you're a marketer, like terms like JavaScript and code can be a little bit intimidating. So
yeah, absolutely. I think certainly from my own experience when I was doing PPC, definitely it seemed like a huge, huge learning curve, and it was a bit overwhelming at the start, which takes me nicely to my next question for you. So in terms of yourself, what would you say is like your favourite piece of PPC automation, or what sort of automation tip can you share with the listeners to sort of get them going?
So PPC scripts, so ad scripts, are everywhere. And my key thing here is you don't have to write them from scratch. You just really need to understand what it's looking at and what it's going to output for you, and make sure you put your right variables in there. So like if you've got a script that's outputting to Google Sheets, that you copy the right sheet and put the new URL in there, and that you set the date range right and what variances you're looking at. So like how many impressions or clicks you want a campaign to have before that script starts looking at it. So I really love PPC scripts. I've never written one from scratch, because personally, if everything I've wanted, somebody's already done it. So I go onto their blog, so like Brain Labs, for example, or Neil's website, and find the script. Yeah. and to copy the instructions and basically make sure I understand what they're telling me, because most of the time they will annotate the code so you know exactly what they're looking at. So it shouldn't be making any changes that surprise you. And I also really like automated rules. So I have thousands of automated rules set up on my account. So it's things like at the beginning of the month, so we're just coming up to March, on the 1st of March, my creatives will all get checked to see if they've got the mention for February in there. And if they mention February, they'll be switched off. And you can do that for basically every month of the year. And I also have rules that say, because again, I was dealing with masses and masses of shopping campaigns before, we had a lot of single product ad groups, and where the performance was really good, we would bid up on certain products and we'd bid down on others. And to be honest, the biggest thing that I use every day is Google Data Studio. So I have like a dashboard for each of my Google Ads accounts, and it just looks at the health and surfaces any errors. So errors or problems, so like keywords that are really expensive, or keywords that are really expensive generating a lot of traffic, a lot of costs, but not returning conversions. So it's a combination of the three, really. And I mean, obviously with the scripts, I need to understand them a little bit more, but the other two are completely no code, which is what I like.
Yeah, definitely. And plus one for scripts, when I was running PPC accounts, scripts were a massive, massive lifesaver for me. And the more that I learned about them, the more that I found you could just tweak them slightly. And as you mentioned, you don't have to write them yourself, but a few tweaks can definitely save you lots of time. So it sounds like learning about PPC and automation has really helped you out. So I wanted to ask you a bit more about that. So what impact did learning more about it have on you?
So it definitely made me more interested in the analytics side of things, because it meant that I had more time to focus on the other KPI. So I wasn't spending so much time adding negatives to an account or tweaking keywords. I was actually having a look in and seeing what people were doing once they were on the website, and what and whether they were getting to the desired conversion, whether that was like filling in a form or purchasing. So it's made me an awful lot more focused on the KPIs, and also a lot more creative with it. And to be honest, it's made me do more automation as well, because I mean, someone told me a quote once that you give the hardest piece of work to the laziest person because they'll find the easiest way to do it. And I completely bastardized that quote, I'm not going to lie. But but once you have some things automated, it makes you want to automate more things, because then you've got more time to do the, I don't even want to say the sexy stuff, but you've got more time to do the creative things that might not have been looked at as much in the past. So adding in site, you know, add extensions, looking at the looking at friction points in the conversion funnel, looking at landing pages and saying, well, you want people to fill in this form, but they have to scroll six times before they get to that form, put it higher up the page, so see what happens. So more testing, more automation, more creative, and more performance as well, because when you're not doing dull repetitive things all the time, it does make you feel better and more motivated, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, plus one, couldn't agree more with that. If there are people listening to this in PPC and want to sort of get into this area and learn more about PPC and automation, where would you recommend they go?
So I think there are a couple of places they can go. So one of my favourite tools, and they're really big on optimization, is actually Optimizer. So they have their advanced rule engine, which it's amazing. So it lets you split the data in more ways. So for shopping, for example, you can do it by product price bucket, which is something you can do with the data from the merchant center, but it needs a bit more setup. So what we learned from that was actually there were certain products we didn't have to promote because they were never going to make us a return, because Redbrain are commission focused. So we don't get paid for the click, we get paid when somebody makes a purchase on a website. So they're really performance focused campaigns. So actually there was like products below a certain price that it wasn't worth bidding on, because if somebody went onto the site and only bought one of those, it wouldn't return enough for Redbrain. And then there were other ones where we knew they were basically a potential gold mine, and they've got their advanced rule engine is really good because you can basically tell it exactly what variables you want to look at, so what date range you want it to look at. So I used to have ones that based on like the last 14 days performance, campaigns that had spent over X and returned Y return on ad spend, and those would be bid up, and then the equivalent would be who'd made a poor return on ad spend would be bid down. So it's a really cool tool to use. And the other place where I learn a lot is, I mentioned him already and I can't say his name, but Niels Roemans. So he's like an ad scripts guru. His newsletter comes out, I want to say almost daily, and they've always got a really useful tip in there. So I find those two really great. And one of the other places that I look a lot is just on the PPC chat hashtag on Twitter to see what people are talking about, because there's always people on there promoting like their latest blog article or changes that Google have made that you might not have spotted for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Somewhere that I often look as well. Sadly, we are nearing the end of this episode, but I can say for certain, knowledge bombs galore. If I said to you up to three things, what things would you want listeners to take away from this episode with you?
So my first one is you don't need to rely on Google's automation. If it works for you, it works for you. But give it a test, and if it doesn't work for you, go back to the drawing board. So I found that Google's automation works for me if I slightly tweak the variables. So like I said, they wanted to move us on to target ROAS bidding based on like 30 conversions in a month. We actually increased that to nearer 300 conversions in a month. And actually the target ROAS, because it had more data, it did perform a lot better for us. So you don't need to rely on it. You don't need to rely on their recommendations. Do it when you think it's right, not necessarily when Google thinks it's right. You don't need to code to automate. That's my other one, because I am learning more about Python and JavaScript, but I still couldn't write a script from scratch. But I still have scripts running in my account, so I've got like PPC Nerd ones, I've got Niels ones, I've got BrainLab scripts. So you don't need to code to automate. You just need to understand what it's looking at and how you can tweak it to your best benefit. And I think the other thing that's really important is that automation can be absolutely anything as long as it makes your life easier. So even if you just automate your reports to come to you, so when you arrive at your desk on a Monday morning, you have your search query reports for the last week, or you have your product performance reports for the last week. Even if you just automate those, that's a form of automation that makes your life easier, because you don't need to go into Google Ads or Microsoft Advertising or the Merchant Center or analytics to pull all the data before you can start your day. So it can be anything, and that's why I really like automation, and that's why I have all these dashboards and templates set up, because I have the information right there when I switch on my machine and can start making changes pretty much immediately.
Brilliant, brilliant. What awesome tips there. I'm almost guilty that people are getting this for free. I'm going to start charging for this. Thanks for being a brilliant guest, Sarah. If anybody wanted to get in touch with you or learn more about you or follow you on social media, how would they do that?
So I'm on Twitter as Sarah Scarf MKTG. I'm not Sarah Scarf, because that's a friend of mine, that's a relative of ours. They can also find me on my website, sarahscarf.com. It's a bit of a work in progress. And you can email me at any time at hello@sarahscarf.com.
Awesome. As I mentioned earlier, thank you for being a brilliant guest. Lots of knowledge shared on this episode. Really looking forward to listening back and editing this. But as always, this is the part where I shut up and let my guests have the final say. So within reason, open forum, the last word on the episode is all yours.
Data Studio, it's honestly one of the best free tools out there. So have an explore with it. You can't break anything in Data Studio. I mean, I've done a lot of talks about Data Studio recently, and what intimidates people is the fact that they think that they can somehow wipe all their data. So Data Studio, explore with it, experiment with it. You absolutely cannot break it.
So that was another great episode in the bag. I'm really enjoying hearing from some brilliant people in this industry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you are using. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and hopefully see you for the next episode.